One of New York's ecological treasures is one step closer to recovery. Almost everyone has heard of Albany's Pine Bush Preserve and its celebrated occupant, the Karner Blue Butterfly. But those who frequent the 3,200-acre nature area already know that the pine bush is larger than one might think, while the Karner Blue is much smaller than the average butterfly. 25 years after being federally listed as endangered, the Karner Blue Butterfly has exceeded recovery goals at Albany Pine Bush. In fact, officials say the insect is thriving. Neil Gifford, conservation director at the Albany Pine Bush, drove me to a location on the preserve where we'd be most likely to spot a butterfly. The Karner Blue isn't the only species there.
There are several dozen other butterflies and moths, and several reptiles and amphibians.
Not to mention 43 varieties of birds. And there's the lupine, the only plant the young Karner caterpillars will eat. 10 acres of carefully tended wild blue lupine in the preserve have been critical to the butterfly's survival. Controlled burns are conducted every 5 to 10 years to ensure rich, fertile soil for the plants. According to Gifford, 2016 was the fourth consecutive year the preserve's Karner population exceeded the 3,000 butterfly minimum established in the 2003 Federal Karner Blue Butterfly Recovery Plan.
The fact that one species became endangered is really a symptom of a much bigger problem, and that's ecosystem health. And in the case of pine barrens and oak savanna, where Karners live, it's about fire exclusion. This is a fire-dependent ecosystem.
A team of humans monitor and interact with the system. Among them, conservation science technician Sophia Furlong.
On a Karner survey day, we have 24 sites total, and we divide that between the five of us. We go out to each site. We have flags that are set out in lines or transect lines. We walk up and down them, like through the site. We have like 4-meter poles that we carry like perpendicular to our bodies. And then depending on where we see the Karner, where the pole is, we give it like a letter indicator of how far it is. So A is like the closest to your body, B, C, D.
Furlong steps into the field dressed head to toe in protective clothing. So how long does it take to count butterflies?
It's between 4 and 5 hours to do like 6 sites. Yeah.
How many can you count?
Right now in peak time, the other day Audrey counted 120 for all of her sites combined. But I'd only counted like 20 in my sites because they vary between sites, you know, depending on lupin and everything.
Recovery goals must be met in multiple areas in New York and in other states to remove the butterfly from the endangered list. Conservation efforts continue in nearby Saratoga and Warren counties. The Karner Blue comeback story is the result of a collaboration between the Albany Pine Bush Preserve Commission, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect what is regarded as the best remaining global example of inland pitch pine scrub oak barrens. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.